think I was so kind of scared and timid and inexperienced with the world and people. I mean, I'd only really mixed with my family and other disabled people. Yeah, I know I mixed with sort of teachers and care staff that weren't disabled as such, but again, it was definitely a them and us situation there. I mean, and some of the staff were really nice and we got on really well. And that, I mean, some staff even said when they, after they'd been there a while when they were new, we were warned about you. And we think you're really nice. You know, we can't, no, don't know what they're saying. I mean, when we were at, when he was at school, twice a week clean clothing appeared on your bed. You never actually saw the mechanics of how this was done. You never kind of, you never watched it going round in a washing machine or being hung out to dry. And if you can imagine that from when you're 3 to when you're 17, you just thought that there was some sort of like higher power that, that arranged all this. You know, food appeared on the plate on a trolley that came out of this kitchen, which was mostly vile. And then when you left school, you kind of had, it was like being reborn. I know it sounds awfully cowardly, but I thought, how can I, how am I going to manage? How, who's going to help me undress the dress? But I did learn that really that the only person that helped you is yourself in the end. You can't really expect that. I mean, no, it's unreasonable. Well, because of my experiences there, really, I think. But no, I didn't learn that. Not there, it was afterwards. And I'm still fighting it. I'm still fighting this kind of feeling that there should be somebody there keeping an eye on me.